Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. And I believe that you had a lovely weekend and a great service yesterday in church. We thank God for that. Well, let me encourage you from the book of Psalm chapter 55 and verse 22. It says that, cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Hallelujah. The other translation says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall or be shaken. My dear brothers and sisters, do we as Christians trust God for salvation and eternal life, yet at times doubt that he will tenderly care for us in our daily life? And that's a great, great question to ask. If we can entrust our life unto the Lord for eternity, you know, the Lord calls us that even in our daily walk with him, even in our day-to-day living, we can safely and securely trust in his care and concern for our lives. And that's why we are commanded to cast our burdens onto the Lord. We are commanded to cast our anxieties and worries into his hands, and he will take care of us, my dear brothers and sisters. You know, the Bible reminds us that we need not worry, no matter how great the task, or how difficult the test, how fierce the danger, or how great the need. We can just lean upon him and be covered by his wings of love and be covered by his, you know, great grace and mercy that he abounds upon his children. You know, I was encouraged reading Job chapter 23, verse 10. It says, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. It doesn't matter what difficult situation you may go through. Job was writing that when he has tried me, I will come forth as gold. And what a great assurance, what a great trust he had that even through his testing time, Job will come out refined in the presence of God. I am also reminded to let you know that the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, it's a very beautiful scripture where, you know, the Bible commands us not to fear. And I will read it to you from the King James Version. It says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. When we have such assuring words from God the Father, and assuring words from Jesus, and assuring words from the prophets and the apostles in the Holy Bible, we need to really lean on and say, God, you know how you take care of me. I was listening to this beautiful hymn by Sevilla Martin, written in 1904, that God will take care of you through every day, over all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. It's a beautiful hymn. It really blessed my heart this morning, and I'll share that link with you so you could also hear it and learn it and rest in his love. And at the same time, share God's love and concern with someone who is hurting. Encourage the troubled believer with this message of hope that they will put their trust in Jehovah. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your blessed assurance that you grant us every day. O Lord God Almighty, knowing that you take care, if you know how to take care of the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, you clothe them so beautifully. How much more you are valuable, Jesus. These are your words in the eyes of God the Father. How much more he will not take care of you. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Abba Father, we thank you in the name of your Son, Yeshua. We bless you that today we can cast our anxieties and our burdens on you, and you will never allow the righteous man to perish. We thank you for that. Today, Lord God Almighty, as your people, Lord, they step out to their jobs and to their businesses and running the errands for the day. I release your anointing upon them, anointing that breaks every yoke of anxiety, every yoke of burden bearing, and Father, that they will be free indeed in Jesus' name. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray that you will bless them today. Enlarge their territory and increase their borders in Jesus' name. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. And I release your anointing of healing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole, and we thank you for that. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. And we said, amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.